Welcome to Kingdom Connections with Prophet Evelyn Derry, where you will be empowered on your journey in Christ.
Hallelujah. We are expecting a holy visitation on tonight, that the Lord will begin to fill this broadcast with his holy, my God, hallelujah, presence. God, we thank you tonight, hallelujah, that you are God and that you, oh God, hallelujah, would touch somebody tonight. Come on and get into the very presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, there is rest. Hallelujah. Glory to God for your spirit on tonight. Come on and give him praise. Hallelujah.
I give myself away.
Come on, somebody say it with everything in you. I give myself away.
I give myself. Generation
of surrender singing,
I give myself away.
That is positioned for God to do something incredible through this generation.
I give myself away.
A generation completely unafraid to lift up their voice and say,
I give
God, we're not afraid. We have no fear. We sing it.
I give myself away.
Say it for the generations of the earth who are longing and looking for you. Come on, say it.
I give myself away.
You're saying, God, here I am. I withhold nothing. I give you my everything.
I give myself away.
So you. I love not my life even unto death. I say,
I give myself away.
You might not even know what that completely means, but God's looking for a generation.
I give myself
who will say it unashamed. Come on, lift up your voice just one more time and say it.
I give myself
away.
Give myself away.
I give myself away. Before you ask us the question, God,
yes,
this is the word of agreement between heaven and earth.
Oh, yes, Lord, yes.
Come on, all over this room from your heart, we say yes, say.
We say yes. Oh, God, we say yes. Yes. Yes.
Come on, there's a surrender happening in this room. We say yes.
To you, yes.
We belong to you, yes.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Say, we say yes.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We surrender.
welcome my host, Prophet Evelyn Berry.
Good evening, Kingdom family. God bless you. I pray that you were blessed by that worship and that you're already geared up to go into the presence of God as we begin this broadcast on tonight. I am your host, Prophet Evelyn Jerry, all the way from Bossier City, Louisiana, the pastor and founder of Impact Fire Ministries, and we're glad tonight to have you on our broadcast where we're about to be empowered to actually see more and let things unveil concerning the midwife anointing. My goodness, I'm excited tonight because for many, many years, this topic has been deeply in my heart, even going all the way back at least 15 years ago. Or more after I really truly begin to get into the things of God. And so I just wanted to start off tonight by just welcoming each and every one of you. And I pray that tonight you will receive something valuable that you can actually take with you on your journey. Amen. So tonight I wanted to start off by talking about the midwife anointing and how the midwife anointing prepares others to birth their destiny. For the last few weeks, we've been talking about birthing a legacy. And so when you actually begin on your journey, you're not just doing this for yourself. You're going to do this for your children and your children's children that you may leave a legacy and inheritance to them. Amen. So many years ago, before I even knew who I was in the Lord, God spoke in my life concerning the midwife anointing and what I was actually going to begin to walk into in the future. I remember it like it was yesterday. My goodness, I have to just give this testimony real quick. I went into a service, a deliverance service, with Pastor Louis Daniel in Kenner, Louisiana, which was near my hometown. And he had set up a pool of Bethesda inside of his church. Amen. And actually, this was a time when I didn't know anything about who I was. Amen. And so I wanted to tell you one thing about this actual service is that when everybody stepped into the water, he was able to prophesy to them. And it goes back to even the biblical times when they had the pool of Bethesda, when the people will be waiting and they will wait for the appointed time for the angel to begin to stir the water. And as the angel begins to stir the water, they will get in. Amen. And you know, amen, glory to God, many of you may have been waiting for many, many years for God to just stir the water, that you could be healed, delivered, and set free. Well, at that particular time, when I got into the water, I had never experienced anything like that. I didn't know anything about prophecy. I didn't know anything about the things of God in that type of manner because I was raised up in a place where you didn't hear much about prophecy. You didn't hear much about people speaking into your life, amen. And so when he began to tell me that I was going to empower a lot of people across the globe, that it was an actual global ministry that I had inside of me, and one specific detail that stuck out that I will remember like it was yesterday when he began to tell me that I actually had what's called a midwife anointing. And this is what actually brought me to actually studying this each and every day. Now, I want to begin to talk to you a moment, and I know that as kingdom citizens, as kingdom ambassadors, I know that each and every one of you have prepared yourself, that you have paper, you have pen, you have before you a Bible so you can take some notes tonight and be able to refer back to this information, which I know it will be a valuable tool to you and your destiny. So I'm going to give you a few moments to actually gather that stuff if you don't have it already, because you're going to need it as we begin to go through the scriptures. And I pray that you are empowered to do great things on your new journey. Amen. So we're going to take a look at Exodus 1, starting at verse 13. That's Exodus 1, starting at verse 13. And the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with vigor. Verse 14, and they made their lives bitter with hard bondage in mortar and in brick.
and in all the manner of service in the field of their service, wherein they made them serve with vigor. Verse 15, the king of Egypt spake to the Hebrew midwives, hallelujah, of which the name of one was Shipha and the other name Pua. And he said, when ye do the office of the midwife to the Hebrew women and see them upon the stools, if it be a son, then you shall kill him. If it be a daughter, then she shall live. But the midwife feared God and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but save the men children alive. Verse 18, and the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said unto them, why have ye done this thing and have saved the men children alive? Verse 19, and the midwives said to Pharaoh, because the Hebrew women are not as Egyptian women, for they are lively and are delivered ere the midwives come in unto them. Verse 20, therefore God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and waxed very mightily. Verse 21, and it came to pass, because the midwives feared God, that he made them houses. Amen. Glory to God. So one of the things I wanted to talk to you tonight about is the fact that God dealt well, favorably, with the midwives because they feared God. They followed the directions of God. Amen. And that's one of the things that we have to do as midwives. When God gives us instructions for the individual's lives, we need to make sure that we're not venturing out doing our own thing. Even though the king had given orders and told them to actually get rid of the children because they were afraid. I mean, even though they were trying to destroy the population, guess what? They kept having children and they kept multiplying. And that was the thing that they were actually afraid of. God has put people in place, amen, hallelujah, that will protect you and to keep you from all hurt, harm, and danger, amen. So I just want to encourage you tonight to find someone that begins to speak to you, that begins to speak to your spirit, that has the office of the midwife, that is concerned about the well-being of others. Thank God for those midwives that fear God and did not do what the king of Egypt commanded them to do. Amen. They actually saved those children, and they allowed, amen, hallelujah, those babies to live. And one thing about it is the Hebrew women were strong. They were lively. Amen. Hallelujah. And also, because the Hebrew women, it says here, because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women. Amen. The Hebrew women were different. So that's one of the things that you need to see there. The Egyptian women, they were able to do far greater things than the actual Hebrew women. Hallelujah. So I just thank God today that we have people in our lives, in our corners, that can actually help us along the way. Now, I want to first of all start off by asking. I had somebody to ask me this question, so here it is. I had someone to ask me, what is a midwife? Amen. So my definition of what a midwife is would be, amen, hope you have that pen, a midwife acts as a pathfinder for those that have a journey to be able to give birth to their dreams and their visions in their lives. Amen. Hallelujah. So one thing I want to tell you, that when you're a midwife, you actually are the ones that get up in the morning motivated to help others. You have a desire. I hear a lot of people say, I'm an encourager. I just go around encouraging people. But they don't understand that they have something else inside of them other than just being, guess what, an encourager. It's a wonderful thing to encourage people. It's a wonderful thing to inspire people. But there's something blessed about the midwife anointing that would take you places, amen, glory to God, that you might have even not gone into unless you tapped into this particular thing. So also I want to tell you that a midwife acts as a guiding light on the path for those who are ready to go forth on the journey. Why did I say those who are ready? Most of the time, they're individuals that say they're ready. They say they want help to grow. They say they want to walk in their calling. They say they want to walk in their gifting. But as soon as you begin to instruct them, they pull back. They stop doing the things that they were set out to do. They get discouraged. They stop coming to church. They stop coming for meetings. They stop coming around because they really were not as excited as they say they were. My goodness, amen. They really were not all, hallelujah, inspired to do what they said they were going to do in the beginning. So one thing that you have to understand that in order for the midwife to be able to work with you, to assist you, you have to be ready to go forward. Hallelujah. Many people get stuck and they become stuck on their path and they have lost their way and they need to be rerouted. That's where the rerouting, that's where the midwife comes in at. Amen. The midwife comes in to help the individual that have lost their way and they help them to find their way back. A lot of people in the body of Christ, there are a lot of people in the world that have lost their way. They cannot find their way back to their destiny, their dreams, and their visions because they're so busy trying to live, trying to compare themselves with others, trying to do what everybody else is doing, and they have lost their way. There are many individuals, guess what, that are in an identity crisis. My goodness. Let's talk about that for a moment. Individuals who have an identity crisis, they forgot who they were. They forgot the path that they were on. They forgot what they were sent to do. And they really just have no clue of who they are anymore. Maybe they got lost in being that daughter. Or maybe they got lost in being that wife or, hallelujah, that mother. And so now they have to come back and find themselves. Even if it's a male, then they've lost their way of trying to be a son and trying to be a husband and trying to be, amen, glory to God, an employer, whatever it is. And they have lost their way and they need somebody to reroute them, and there's an identity crisis. The identity crisis comes when an individual has an inadequacy, amen? They don't have any more ability to go on. They're in danger because they do not even know what they were created to do. Hallelujah. So what the midwife does, the midwife comes in to bring forth that power to shift them back where they need to go. A midwife is a trailblazer, y'all. Amen. Hallelujah. If a person is on here, if you're on here and you are a trailblazer, you blazing the trail. You showing people how to do it. A midwife goes forth and shows by example their consistent in the things that they do. No one wants to follow someone that is not consistent. Amen. I'm telling you, I can't follow behind someone that's trying to tell me to do something that they're not doing. Amen. So one thing about it, if you have a midwife anointing, you are going to be consistent. If you say that you're going to do something, you do what you say you're going to do when you say you're going to do it. And you have a word. When you tell somebody something, you're going to do it because you have your own word. Amen. Glory to God. And you're going to stand in integrity all the time. If you say you're going to be for prayer, be at the church for prayer, if you say you're going to do an assignment, whatever it is you're going to do, you do what you say you're going to do it when you say you're going to do it. So midwives must be consistent in everything that they do. When a trailblazer comes on the scene, they change everything for those that need direction and those that desire, there's that word again, those that desire to receive the directions. Listen, so many people do not desire to change. And I've decided after all of these years that I will not waste another oil on someone. I will not waste my oil on someone that does not want my assistance. Amen. It's really foolish for me to waste my time pouring out all of my expertise, pouring out all of my love and everything else on someone that does not want anything out of their lives. Amen. And so you have to decide if you have the midwife anointing, or if you're the one that's falling behind someone with the midwife anointing, you have to have the desire to change. You need to show up. Listen, those people do not have to hunt you down. My goodness. Listen, I'm telling you, I want you to know, if you take a look at even some of the things in the biblical times when people had mentors, you could look at, amen, a midwife as a mentor. And let me tell you something. Let me tell you this. Whoo, when those people had a mentor, that mentor wasn't chasing them down. If you look at the fact that Elisha, you know what? Elisha showed up, and Elisha followed behind Elijah because he wanted what Elijah had to offer. So you have to understand that if a person really wants it, they go after what they desire. They go after. They say, man, I got to show up. Listen, you know what's so beautiful about it? Elisha, he sold all of his tools and all of his possessions to follow the work and the ministry of Elijah. When you are, amen, connected to that anointing, you're going to want to go all the way in, because, listen, when you, amen, take care of somebody else's business and you help them to push forward, then God will take care of you. In other words, when you make what's important to God important to you, he will make what's important to you important to him, and he will partner with you to get those things accomplished. And that's one of the things that you really are going to have to understand, that when you are, amen, hallelujah, walking in under the anointing of God, you don't have time to play. You are the one that needs to make sure that you're in position if you are the mentee. The mentee makes sure they're in position. They, come on, glory to God. One thing I love, even if you take a look at when Jesus came to town and you had Mary and you had Martha, Mary said, I'm going to sit right here at Jesus' feet. I'm going to make sure that I'm getting everything that Jesus had. While Martha was so busy doing all kind of stuff, preparing, both of them were necessary. But guess what? Mary desired to be there right there by Jesus, gleaning for everything that he had. She wanted to have all of that information and knowledge that Jesus had. And she sat there and she got the information. So those who are desiring to be taught, they can actually go right there, my goodness, and get that information that is before them. Amen. Most people, they stay in a place of, hallelujah, unproductivity. They're not productive. They come into situations not prepared because they don't put in the time to seek out those who can help pour into them. A midwife should not force their expertise on any person. If the person desires to change and they need assistance, they will show up. I just said that. They will be there. They will be in place because they understand that their, hallelujah, blessing is connected to that person that has the anointing to bring it forth. Hallelujah. Now, I want to talk for a moment. When you're thinking about preparing for birthing, just talk about this for a second. When an individual is preparing to give birth, one of the first things that they're going to have to do, they're going to have to surrender their will to God's will. Because without God, amen, you will not be able to push that baby forward, even if you're looking at the birthing in a natural aspect, amen. So when you go in there, you have to desire that God's will be done that day. You don't even know what's about to happen next. When you go in, you don't know what's about to happen. You don't know how your water bag gonna break. You don't know. You don't have any idea about what's about to happen next. But you surrender yourself over so that you can be helped. That's the one thing that you're going to have to do. If you connect with a midwife, you're going to have to submit. That's a word a lot of people do not want to use. But if you're going to be under a midwife or a person that's a mentor, you're going to have the desire to submit to that authority. And that means when they give you directives, you will have to follow it to the fullest. Just as when you go in to give birth and they tell you to scoot down to the end of the table and they're giving you all of their telling you to get ready to push and all of these things, and you're listening to their instructions, because without that instructions, you would not know what to do next. Amen. So you have to have somebody there that's more seasoned than you that can help you to push that baby forward. Now, I want to tell you that it gets real, real ugly and messy in the birthing process. So if you've been going through a lot of stuff, it seems like it's chaotic and everything is all over the place, because when you get ready to give birth, amen, you have to understand you're not worrying about your hair, you're not worrying about how you look, you're not worrying about any of that, because it's pain to bring a miracle, amen. It's pain to bring forth a destiny. And this is the thing, that midwife helps you to be able to push that baby forward. That midwife helps you to surrender your will over to God, that you could give birth to your visions and dreams. You must be ready to receive what God has for you. I had another question that came forward, and here was the question, and it says, Are all midwives women? Amen. Here's the thing, amen. I want to compare for you the midwife to a mentor, but also I want to let you know that even if you're talking about in the natural, there are male midwives. And I know you probably thought they didn't have any, amen. But midwives are not just women. But, you know, women have just the ability to nurture. Women are nurturers. And in order to actually be able to help someone, to nurture them and to cultivate them, you have a lot of women that have that ability. Sometimes the male will be like, hey, you know what? You're going to have to do that on your own. Or they'll be there just for that second to help you get it forward. And they're not going to baby you as much as somebody that's a nurturer. But in society, in the United States, and the United Kingdom, fewer than 1% of nurse midwives are men. So that's a small population in the natural that are actually midwives. Amen. In some of the South Asian cultures, and even in the tradition, they do have midwives that are men. Okay? So I know you probably thought, no way a man can be that, because it says wives. Amen. But you have to actually know that the midwives just were skilled to help, hallelujah, the individual to push the baby forward. Now, I want to let you know that after the baby is born, they don't stop there. They help to steer the babies forward. Amen. They help them to go forward in the things of God. So they don't just leave you there after you had the baby. They don't just leave you there. They're staying right there with you. Amen. And the other question was, are midwives relevant in today's society? And the answer is yes. It is very, very relevant. It's very, very necessary for you to have a midwife in your life. You need to have a midwife to help you along the way and to help you to move forward and make progress. Hallelujah. So we do need those midwives that are skilled in that. All right. Here's my thing. Somebody also asked me, why do I need a midwife in my life? Amen. Hallelujah. Midwives are innovators. Amen. Listen, they are coaches. They help to motivate people. They help to get them on track. So that's one of the reasons why you will need a midwife in your life. After the birthing process, you know what? You're still going to need somebody to help you go forward. Now, if you take a look at the fact that even in the instance of Naomi and Ruth, you had Naomi who showed up on the scene, and Naomi was actually, she was actually helping Ruth along the way after Ruth decided to stay, because after her sons died, one of the daughter-in-laws did go back, but Ruth decided to stay right there. So the whole time you have Naomi who's there, who's coaching her along the way, and she's telling her how to gain favor and telling her how to go and actually gather, you know. And that's one of the things that you're going to find, that a midwife will show you how to get to that next phase in your life. And so when you look at Naomi, for instance, Naomi was older, she was wiser. She had already had so many other things that happened in her life, and she even had the times in her life where she felt like giving up. She felt like God had left her, and she felt like she was all by herself. But listen, let me tell you something. She stayed in the will of God and helped. She was unselfish. She sold her property. She made sure that Ruth had the ability to leave a legacy, amen? And that's one of the things that you're going to have to find somebody that's willing to give you everything within them to help you get to your next step. A midwife is always going to want you to do better and be greater than they were when they were actually coming up. Amen? Hallelujah. And I did promise you guys that I was going to talk for 30 minutes and then I was going to come to the line and talk to some of you. And I really do want to keep with that. But I want to let you know I am not finished with this here. We have so much I want to talk to you about. I want to talk to you about the after process, after you actually have your vision to come forward. I want to also talk to you about the midwife anointing and the different branches of it. I want to talk about how you get prepared and how you get checked in and checkups and all of this kind of stuff. So we're going to talk about more of this. This is like the first phase of this, the first phase of the teaching on the midwife anointing. But I do want to make sure that I go to some of you. So one of the things that we're going to do for one moment, I am going to pause for a moment. We're going to go to a commercial break, and when we come back, I want you guys to go ahead right now and press 1 to speak to the host. We're going to have some interaction with you, and we're going to actually take this a lot further in the next 30 minutes. Amen. I want to make sure you're still here because I can go on, but I want to make sure you're staying with me and you understand and you're following along with me. So let's pause for that break for a moment.
To sow into this great work, you can go to www.impactfireministries.com or mail in your donation to P.O. Box 6323, Bossier City, Louisiana, 71112. Call us at 318-562-3500 for more information.
We at Evelyn Dairy Ministries would like to thank you for tuning into our live broadcast every Thursday. Your continuous support is appreciated. Evelyn Dairy Ministries would love to hear your feedback. Call us at 318-562-3500 to leave a message or inbox us at evelyndairyministries@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Remember, you can go back and listen to previous episodes at any time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/evelyndairyministries.
Amen. God bless you. God bless everyone here. Amen. We're excited tonight about what God is doing. Amen. We have some people here who are on here with us, and we're going to begin to interact. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to thank God for what he's doing right now. And I'm telling you, the midwife is so awesome. The role that they play, even in today's society, is so awesome. And we want to thank you guys for being here with us. Amen. Do we have any callers in queue?
Caller ending in 7098. You are now on live with the host. Caller ending in 7098.
Hello, Prophet Evelyn. Hello.
How are you? God bless you.
I'm good. How are you doing, woman of God?
Awesome. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking to tonight?
This is Odetta Price, Coach D.
Awesome. God bless you, Coach D. You say you're going to be here with me. I'm excited.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm glad to be here.
Well, praise the Lord. Did you have something that you wanted to share, or did you want me to go ahead and ask you a question? Amen. Because this is our, you know, time that we could talk back to one another and kind of, you know, get the people all excited tonight.
I would love for you to ask me a question.
Okay. And so one of the things that I would like to ask you, I know that the term coach in your name, Coach D. So I wanted to ask you, even when you're dealing with those people who you're coaching, do you find that there are some times when the individuals get off track and you have to steer them another way? And, you know, if you did, you know, what type of method would you use?
That's a very good question, Prophet. Yes, I do find that in the work I do. I'm a trained registered nurse, 22 years, going on 23 years, and also my anointing or my calling is to be a marriage mentor, to help people in their marriages, whether they're hurting or healthy. And that's one of the mantles alongside some other ones that I'm identifying that God has put on me. But what he has done is he's taken me that route experience of a registered nurse, so through my work in the hospital and then to my work in public health nursing, and now I'm in leadership, and so I'm getting prepared to go to the next stage. But along those steps, Prophet, the Lord has allowed me to work with many, 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 many different people from all walks of life, but now where I am, I'm working with people that are what we would call economically disadvantaged, okay? And so what happens is I have been with people that are partnering, that are living together, that's married, that's boyfriend, girlfriend, baby daddy, baby mama. And a lot of times, and to get to your question, one of the things that we use, a skill, is called motivational interviewing. Motivational interviewing. And what motivational interviewing does, it actually is a tool that we use to actually let the person lead the conversation. And so all you do is that you seek clarification, and then also you reflect back so you can get the full meaning and extent of what the person is trying to say or what they're trying to accomplish. And you also use motivational interviewing to hear their motivation. To hear what their heart's desire is, whether they are trying to change or whether they're comfortable where they are. So motivational interviewing is a thing that we use, to one, that allows the person to talk, but when a person gets off topic, one of the things I do is I redirect. Prophet, also, too, you sound like a person who doesn't have an issue or has an issue with talking to people. So in that, I'm the same way. A lot of times, people are intimidated by steering people in the proper direction. But to know sometimes, you know, the enemy can use certain things as distractions. So that's one of the things I do. I just redirect to get back to what the initial issue was, what the initial conversation is. So and so it's not a problem. And a lot of times the person will follow you back to that using those redirect prompts. And so that's something that I use a lot when I'm dealing with either with clients, patients, or if I'm dealing with family members, close friends, or even coaching couples or people that are married or are looking to get married. So that's something that I use a lot, is the redirect.
Amen. I'm so happy you talked about redirecting. Actually, when we're dealing with people, a lot of times they have been dealing with broken trust. And so when you come in as the midwife, and because they're dealing with broken trust, you have to help them to rebuild that trust by building a rapport with them where they'll be able to open up to you. And that's one of the things that I find, that people do not want to open up because they've been hurt so many times, or even when they're in the actual consular sessions and you're trying to help them, one of the things you like you said, you either redirect, reconnect, because a lot of times there's some things that happen that they're ashamed of that they won't even talk about until they actually feel that area of trust. And so the midwife has a role then that they have to make sure that the people trust them. In order for somebody to deal with you, even in coaching or counseling, they have to trust you. They have to trust your expertise. And once, you know, that's one of the great things that I've learned, and I thank God for connecting with you even on Periscope, because Periscope gets you to know people in a different way from actually just seeing their Facebook picture. You know, it gets you to see them in a whole new light, and everyday, you know, types of things that they may be doing. And even sometimes people, you know, show them in when they're out eating or whatever, they'll show you different areas of their lives. And you're saying, wow, I'm happy for this tool to be able to, you know, actually witness the actual things that are going on. So basically you have so many things that you see that people, first of all, like you said, they're scared. They're coming in, they're afraid. They've had people who may have you know, you have some counselors or some even some leaders that leak information out. You know, when people tell you stuff, you're not supposed to tell anyone. And so confidentiality has been an issue as well in a lot of cases, and that's why a lot of them will not open up to even talk to you. And so I really want to thank you tonight for actually giving that input, and also we're happy to know that you actually have experience in the field, because when you talked about the motivational interviewing, you know, that's one of the things that we learn in our counseling classes, you know, that you have to motivate the people to be able to speak with you. That's actually my field as well, counseling. I'm going to school now. I'm working on my master's in professional counseling, and so that has helped me a lot to be able to help people and to help them steer them to the right direction. So I want to thank you so much for actually calling in. I did want to make sure that we were interacting with the people, and a lot of times people are afraid to actually speak up, but you were actually here, and I want to thank God for you. Say you're going to be here, and you're here, and I really appreciate you. Amen. Hallelujah. Did you have anything else you wanted to share?
I just wanted to thank you too, Prophet. I'm really excited about being here because, like I said, you know, I started following you like maybe 2 or 3 days ago, and it was during your prayer and your intercession time, and I'm really in that place. So I just want to thank God for you, for your obedience, because you are hearing from God, and I just want to say I'm just excited because I'm feeding my spirit right now, because I'm getting ready for some things. God is going to do some bigger things, and you've been praying, you've been speaking right to it, along with some other men and women of God. So I'm eating. I'm at my buffet right now. So I'm just excited about this. You know, I'm excited about, you know, all the opportunities and things that the Lord is placing before me. But I want to thank you because you're a midwife, yes, and you know this, sister. You're a midwife, and you are helping people to go into that delivery room, and you are helping people kind of go into a place where they trust God with the birth and other vision that He's placed in their belly. So I just wanted to thank you, Prophet, and it's a pleasure for me to be here.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for following me on Periscope. I'm telling you, we're actually meeting a lot of people, and it's divine connection, and God knows what we need before we really need it. He connects us right there on time, and He has been doing some awesome connections, and we're partnering with one another, and it's awesome because we'll be able to help each other along the way on this journey. So I want to thank you as well. Amen. Do we have any other callers in queue?
Caller ending in 6338. You are now on live with the host.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, Prophetess Evelyn.
Good afternoon. God bless you. Is that Evelyn?
Yeah, this is Sister Evelyn in Sacramento. How you doing?
All right. I'm doing good. How are you today?
Oh, blessed to hear your voice in this. I just got in a few hours ago, and I went on Periscope, and I saw your topic, and it blessed me, you know, about a midwife, you know, and it just blessed me. And I thank God I've been enjoying the program about midwives. And I wanted to ask also that, like, when you have it's so wonderful to have a midwife, someone that you can call and sometimes you can study with and they can help you. But I had a question. I don't know if it pertained to that, but it's like, since you're a midwife, I wanted to ask you. I had a dream about where I heard the Lord tell me, get up and write this down. It said that I was visiting the books of the territories, and I couldn't understand what that meant. Did you hear me?
Amen.
Hear
I heard you.
Said that it told me to write, get up and write it down, that I was visiting the books of the territories. Now, what that meant, I didn't know. I looked up territory, and I know that's land or whatever. But if you can give me some insight or input on it, you know, I'd appreciate it. I don't really understand what he's saying.
My goodness. Evelyn, I want to just stop and give God praise right here. For those people who are actually a part of our ministry, God has actually begun to have me to teach a series, amen, glory to God, concerning territories. And so what I want to say
Lord,
you,
hallelujah.
see, you don't understand sometimes when you're thinking that you're about to say something, you might think that you're out of order for saying it, but I thank God because it actually shows that we're actually on the right track. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, being the name of the Bible study is being proficient in your territory. And so we started talking about what it means to have a territory. And when God has placed you over a territory, then you need to make sure that you are able to cultivate that territory and you are aware of your territory. You're aware of what's going on around you. And when you were saying that God told you to get up, it's time for you to get up. You have to keep watch over your possessions, over your territory. And I just want to thank God because when God began to speak like that, I almost started running around in this place because one thing about it is when you hear from God and God comes back to confirm the word through somebody else who probably thought that what they said was insignificant, but it is significant, and it's time for the people of God to really go before God, to begin to seek his face, to begin to pray, because there's so much that God wants to open up. And that's why you really will need a midwife to help you to understand and help you to birth those things and those visions and dreams. So just to let you know that what you said was on track, and we will be actually trying to put those on CDs so that people can get it. And if you would like one, because we did one this week, and we began to talk about we talked about Naomi and Ruth as well, and we were talking about how Naomi knew her territory, and the people knew her in the territory. So my thing is, do people know you? Do they know that you are even in existence? So, you know, you have to understand that you need to leave your mark, your legacy. Your anointing needs to, you know, be able to have left is marked, and that when you die, it's not like you just lived and died, amen, but that you actually left something for your children and children's children. So we're talking about legacy anointing. We're talking about the midwife. We're talking about territory. So
praise the Lord.
I hope you were blessed that you said that.
Yeah, I was afraid to ask. I really was because, you know, when I was sleeping and the Lord just told me, he said, get up. He said, get up and write it down. Because, you know, I would forget it, you know, and just thinking, well, I dreamt something. So you're visiting the books of the territories with an S on it. And I didn't understand, but I thank you so much because when you spoke it, it went all through me. Praise the Lord. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And what we're doing,
Amen.
Like I said, we have all of the teachings that will probably help you to understand more about what he was saying. And then, you know, one thing about God, he always reveals things to us and through his word and also the things that are being spoken. So I want to thank God for you sharing that tonight and thank God that you were not afraid to press one to speak to the whole thing that you talked to us tonight. God bless you.
God bless you. I love you, prophetess. God bless you.
Love
thank
you too.
God,
God bless
you. Love you
indeed. God bless you. Okay, do we have another caller in queue? We have some inboxes. Amen. I believe that we have an inbox writing. Glory to God. Well, we want to make sure that everybody that's on here has already pressed one to speak to the host. And if you're still on here, we would love to talk to you and have some feedback with you tonight.
We do see a lot of people that joined us, a lot of unknown numbers that are on tonight. Don't be afraid to press one to speak to the host and ask whatever question that you have. And towards the end, we will ask if we have any prayer requests that you can give your prayer request.
Amen. Glory to God. Well, I am super excited, and we have so much more that we're going to get into, and we're a few minutes before getting off tonight. We always stay on here approximately an hour, so we want to thank God for everybody that did actually participate and all of the divine connections we're even making from Periscope. And we have, I mean, my goodness, this phone line is lit up tonight. So Periscope is working. I know that you may have background noise, you may have your children around, but we want to thank God for you guys and thank God for everything that that is going on here. Now, I do have a question. I'm going to ask the question to my assistant that I was going to ask to one of y'all. So, Sister Candy, when it comes to finding your purpose, how does the midwife assist you with that? Amen.
When it comes to finding your purpose, how does the midwife assist you with that? The way I always have seen it, have saw it, is like the midwife, you have God who gives the midwife instruction to help you push that baby out. And not only that, but when the baby is pushed out, a lot of times that midwife is still there to nurture and to help guide, you know, still receiving instructions from the Lord, guiding you and helping you along the way. So for me, a midwife helps that, is that guidance also that you need. It's like a mentor. Like, how can I say it? Elijah and Elijah. That's what it puts me in the mind of. You know, staying there, being there, being faithful. There's so much that you can say about that, but that's where I meant when you asked that question. It made me think about once the baby is birthed, how you still have to guide. You still have to guide your children. You still have to nurture them. You still have to help them along the way. And I feel like the same thing goes for when you look at when you're seeking that. In the midst of all of that, you do find your purpose, and that midwife helps you to recognize your purpose and what it is. You know, with prayer, there's so many things that I can say about that, with prayer and everything. And I know with helping me finding my purpose, and even helping me to know what I was put on this earth to do. I know I had to meet the midwife so my gift could be pushed out of me, and still my gift is being nurtured. My gift is growing. The anointing on my gift is growing so that my purpose can be fulfilled. So a midwife is very important when it comes to you finding your purpose.
Amen. Very good job. Very good job. All righty then. I want to thank God. Now, I'm going to give you guys just a few more things. So if you can, go ahead and write these down. One of the things that I want to let you know is that a midwife protects. Amen. And the reason why I wanted to let you know that is because even in the scripture where you had the two midwives, they protected those babies. And they did it in such a way where it didn't fall on them that they protected those babies. What they said is that the midwives began to say that the women did it on their own. They didn't need assistance. And that's one of the things that a midwife will come in and do. They will help you to do it on your own, so eventually you will not need their assistance, that you will be able to be proficient in what you do without them standing over your shoulder. You'll be able to go forward and do the things that you set out to do. So that's one of the things that I really wanted to point out, is that a midwife protects those that are assigned to them. A midwife also has the awesome task of helping bring forth new vision. And the thing about it is, a lot of people might know something about what they're supposed to do, but they may not know exactly everything that they're supposed to do. So that midwife helps to bring forth new visions, amen, things that are new on the horizon, things that just showed up. The next thing that a midwife does, a midwife transforms lives. So if your life was in shambles, if your life was all torn up, the midwife comes in to help you to transform your life into greater things. Amen? And also, the midwife will bring forth correction. A lot of people really do need to be corrected. They need the guidance of the midwife to help them along the way. And the midwife is skilled in doing such a thing, and actually pushing the person to their destiny. Midwives assist individuals so that they can let go and they become the conductor to bring forth that destiny. Amen. So the person then becomes the one that allows themselves to open up so that that destiny can come forth. Also, a midwife encourages the individual to help them to plan that birth and to actually be able to go forth and have that baby. Amen. That destiny, that vision, that dream. Hallelujah. And also the midwife makes the individual comfortable so that they can give birth. Hallelujah. So I just want to give you those few tips right there. Amen. As we prepare now, if you have a prayer request, we're going to pray and then we're going to be out of your way tonight. Amen. Remember, you can join us tonight at 11 p.m. Central Standard Time. It'll be 12 midnight Eastern Standard Time. Amen. You can join us tonight and we're going to pray. We're going to bombard heaven until God does the supernatural. Amen. Hallelujah. So if you have a prayer request, go ahead and press 1 to speak to the host and we'll be happy to pray with you. If not, we're going to pray and we'll be off until next week. But I know that God is going to do something supernatural. Amen. Do we have any prayer requests?
We have a question. We have Shawnee. She says she was on your Periscope earlier, and she wants to know, does your midwife have to be older than you?
Age is not actually something that you were looking for a midwife. That's a very, very good question, because the thing about it is there could be somebody that is younger than you but has the actual knowledge and skill to be able to help you to where you need to be. And I know that a lot of times people are looking for older people to become their actual midwife, but there are actually, if you even look in the medical profession, just because you go into the clinic and there may be a doctor there that may be way younger than you, but they have the expertise and they have the skills to be able to help you. And that's the same thing that happens with the midwife. As long as the midwife has the expertise, as long as they have the knowledge, as long as they have done, you know, different things than you that you're trying to do, they've done it before, and they're skilled at it, they can actually be your midwife to help you birth your destiny. So age is not an actual factor in that. You don't have to worry about the age. They just have to have the ability to be able to pour into your life, to be able to strengthen you. As a matter of fact, some of the people that I pastor, you know, they're young. Some of them are younger than me. Some of them are older than me. So it's not about the age. It's who has the ability to get you to your destiny, who has the ability to allow you to open up to receive what you need to receive. Amen. That's the main thing that you look for when you're looking for an actual midwife. Amen. Hallelujah. Do we have any other prayer requests or questions?
We have Derek that was on the Periscope as well earlier, and he just wanted prayer that God will show him who his midwife is in the spirit, that he will birth his gift and to his, that is, I'm sorry, my computer screen is messing up. He says so that his destiny can be birthed.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for you, Derek, and we thank God for what God is doing. He is connecting so many people with us on Periscope. We want to thank you so much. So we will pray for you that God will lead you in the right place. Amen. Father, we thank you, and we just lift up Derek right now, God. Lord, we thank you, oh God. You know the plans that you have for Derek, God. Father God, you know, Father God, that the things, oh God, hallelujah, that you have for him to do. And Father, we thank you right now, God, that you will lead him, oh God, to his midwife, to his, oh Father God, to his coach, to, oh Father God, the one that would motivate him and encourage him, oh Father God, to continue to go forward. And we thank you right now that even as he goes forth, oh God, we ask you, oh God, to touch his heart, touch his mind and touch his spirit. Give him a teachable spirit, God. Let his heart be pure and clean in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for what you're doing right now in Derek's life, God. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we praise you, oh God, for what you're doing right now in this very season. We give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I want to thank everybody. We don't have any more people in queue, do we? All right. Well, all is well. We're going to pray, and we're going to be out. Do you have one?
I just want to lift up everybody that is on Periscope, that was on Periscope tonight, and that is on the broadcast tonight, that God will completely be the head over their lives, and that God will continue to develop them in Him, that each and every person will go forth in the Word of God as God has called them to, that God will keep their minds, that He will keep them in His perfect peace at all times, and that no matter which way the storm blows, which way the wind blows, that they will be encouraged and that they will be like the tree planted by the river and they will not be moved.
Amen. Thank you so much, Candy. Now, if you have not done so, as you're on Periscope, go ahead and follow CM Benefield. Sometimes she actually has scopes, and also she's my administrator that's inside my scope, so I'm going to thank God for her and also her husband. I think he's on there as MD Benefield. So we want to make sure that we are following them so that we can actually get the notifications. Sometimes on Periscope, it doesn't actually notify individuals, so if you're following them, you'll be able to actually get the broadcast. And they actually will do scopes while we're in church and different things like that, so you don't want to miss it. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray us all. Thank you so much, Coach D. Thank you so much, Evelyn. Thank you so much, all of the other people who are on here from Periscope and Blog Talk and Facebook. Thank you, guys. My goodness, the numbers are up high. Listen, we have over, I was looking at the statistics for our actual Blog Talk Radio. We have had over 785 listens to our actual broadcast. That is awesome. We've had 761 profile views. That is awesome. Amen. So we want to thank God for all of those who are here tonight and everybody that's on here. It's just awesome to see so many wonderful people joining in with us. Amen. And now we're going to pray and we'll be off until next time. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for those who are here right now. God, let your fresh wind begin to blow upon them, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that miracle signs and wonders shall come to them. We thank you, Father God, that you'll continue to keep them in your keeping care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Remember to join us tonight at 11 p.m. Central Standard Time. This is your host, Evelyn Derry, Prophet Evelyn Derry, and you are so important to us. We thank you. Join us next week as we soar high in the things of God. God bless you.